Hello, penny droppers. I am coming to you literally from a gateway today. So I live on a farm, which is about a small farm, a little farm, which is about 15 minutes out of Launceston. And like most farms, it has lots of fences which create paddocks, and into each paddock there is a gate. It's real thought-provoking stuff so far. Stay with me. But look, I bloody love gates. They make me feel quite powerful. Now, of course, this is the penny drop, so there will be a story coming to explain this. You see, when I was a kid, I got to go to work with Dad on the farm. And my job was, as I like to refer to it, Chief Gate Opener, or CGO. Don't laugh, this is important and often quite tricky business because, you see, as Chief Gate Opener, I'd have all sorts of different gates that I'd have to know how to open. Some were simple, a bit like this one that I'm standing in front of here, because, you see, the posts were straight. I could simply open the latch, she says, simply. Take two, we'll just cut and edit that bit out. I could simply open it like that and it would just swing open. No problem. I'll just close that so the cattle don't come through. But then there are others, like this one up here, just running along a fence line now, with Leo the dog, where, here we go, I can't just open that because it's stuck on the ground. So even to just open the latch, I'm really going to put my might into it. Got it undone. And then to open the gate, I've actually got to lift it right up and I've got to walk it out all the way, holding the weight of that gate to open it up. And the other bit to consider about gates is that some gates let you into big paddocks, while others let you into kind of straight, narrow laneways. And the best bit about opening gates is when you've got a mob of sheep waiting to get through. And the minute they walk through that gate into the new paddock, they go droppo. They start bouncing around and running around, and it's such a cool thing to watch. And so now, to that metaphor. I know you've been waiting for it. I reckon questions can be a little like gates. Some are easy and obvious to ask, while others feel kind of heavy, and they remain heavy until an outcome or a learning is found. Some open our brains up into really big pastures, while others direct us along a particular road. And either way, knowing how to ask the right questions in the right situation is, just like me as a kid, what makes us powerful. Because ultimately, if we're not opening gates, we're going nowhere. We're just stuck in the ute with Dad on the other side. I reckon every leader needs to be a CGO, a Chief Gate Opener, and sometimes they may even need to hire one for some extra help to ask the questions that they can't, but will lead their organisations into new pastures. Now, I reckon good CGOs are able to promote share of voice because they ask questions widely, opening a gate for anyone who wants to have their say. And they also break down silos because they're asking the heavy questions and holding that weight as others get to hear a different perspective from different departments. And they also create psychological safety because they create conditions where sharing your perspective is okay. It's wanted. Now, those are three things that most teams, most leaders, most organisations are looking for at the moment. So if that is something that you need help with, I'd love you to ask me that question. But what I'd really like for you to think about is, how good are you at opening gates? Are you always opening the simple ones? Or are you holding the weight until others can find their way through? As I just close the gate on this episode of The Penny Drop. So cheesy. Just a reminder that I would love you to go into your podcast app and leave a review. Stars and words, whatever works for you. It helps other people find their way here. I'll talk to you next week.